Hi, I'm going to invite Ben and Meehy to come up here now. You can. So it's always exciting to see what Ben's been up to whenever he comes back. What on earth? So can I give you that, Meehy? Is that right? So it's always great. I'm going to move over to see what he's been doing. The adventures of Ben. And when you ask Ben, it always like the last year has been the most amazing, and something has happened, which it always has. And it is now actually in the future going to be the adventures of Ben and Meehy. So it's not just Ben. So that's really good news. So I've told Ben I'm not going to ask him so much because I know a bit about him, but I'm going to talk about Meehy so he can understand a bit about her and what they're doing. So the first thing is, do you want to say what your plans are for marriage? You can say that, Ben. So what your the date, so everyone knows the timing of what's happening.
Yes. So we're engaged. It's very exciting. And hallelujah. And we're looking at having a legal process in Switzerland in about approximately just over a month from now. And then a big celebration here in December. And we're looking at the 18th of December.
That's very good. Excellent. So we can look forward to that. So when we see them next, it'll be Mr. and Mrs. as opposed to an engaged couple. So that's great. Now, I'm going to talk to Meehy because obviously we don't know anything about her, except she's from a long way away, and she's actually taken Ben on board.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'll tell you to start with. So do you want to say where you're coming from, Meehy?
Yeah, I'm from South Korea, yeah.
And
China and Japan.
Between China and Japan. And I'm going to ask anyone, if anyone can guess what subject she did at university, I'll be totally amazed if anyone can guess it. Anyone want to have a really extreme... What do you think... What sort of does Meehy strike you as? Sort of a...
Fashion model?
No, it wasn't modelling. Do you want to tell us what you did at university?
I studied chemical engineering before.
You got it. Well, very good. So you did chemical engineering, and so what on earth took you to Switzerland? Do you want to just tell us about that?
Because I got a conclusion about my life that the most important one is God. So I start the journey. So, yeah, that's the reason why I flew to Switzerland.
And that was to do discipleship training school?
Yeah. DTS, yeah.
DTS, it's called. And you've also been on mission trips to quite a lot of different places.
Oh, yes. I started journey with the Lord from my kind of 16 or 18 with the book of Ecclesiastes.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes, yeah. I'm still learning English, yeah. And then, yeah, that was quite overlap timing. So I got a freedom from my educational pressure as soon as I go into the university, because Korean society, especially Asia, have much educational pressure. So there's some kind of expectation. But I think that's more from the society or people. But anyway, with that journey, with that timing, I also start a journey with the Lord. So was very, oh my goodness, I realized so many things. And in my university, I was in the mission community. The name is CCC.
Campus Crusade for Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, so every summer I went to short mission trips, so China, Mongolia, and Turkey, and Israel. And because of that, thankfully, when I met Ben first time, we were connected with the story of Turkey. Yeah.
So Christmas is particularly special for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were saying.
That's right. Yeah.
Not the turkey bit.
Oh yeah.
Not the turkey bit. So tell us about why Christmas is special, because there's three Christmases that were special.
Oh yes. Yeah. My first Christmas in Switzerland, I started to meet Ben. So just after I start dating with Ben, and the second Christmas in Switzerland was we engaged in the time.
And so Ben proposed on Christmas Day, I believe.
I proposed on Christmas Day itself.
Pick the right day. Very good.
No pressure.
And no pressure. Yeah. And this year, the third Christmas in my this journey, I think I will marry.
You'll be married.
Yeah, I'll be married. Yeah. So.
And you were saying that the other one was that your family's not Christian. And that you were saying that with your mother it was quite difficult, and that the Christmas before that, you'd sort of reconciled with her a bit, that she hadn't.
You did your song,
Yeah, I had some struggling with my mom. So, you know, my family, there's some blessing, but there's some also difficulties as well. And for me, something was some difficult.
Yeah.
And then the first Christmas in my Switzerland, Lord guide me to forgive my mom, and then and so I made a song for my mom. So in Christmas time, so from that point, my relationship with my mom has changed.
That's great. Yeah. So Christmas is very special for all of you. Yeah, it's good.
It is. The song, the name of the song is Merry Christmas, Mama.
Right.
Because the message, what I wanted to say to my mom was peace and the love. Mm. But actually, I did not know what do I say at the moment. But I was praying, what do I say to my mom? So I played the piano. And during that, you know, when I was playing piano with prayer, melody, some certain melody turned up in my mind. And then some memory when I was young came, which was when I was very little, I was in church, mm-hmm. some, you know, Christmas Eve ceremony, something. So I was doing some cantata. And then my mom came to the church to see me. And after, when I go back to home with my mom, I felt heavenly peace and joy at the moment. So with that combination, I made a song to my mom. So yeah, I do remember 20 years ago, blah, blah, blah. So that sounds like...
So Christmas is...
Yeah.
Christmas is very special.
Yeah.
So the thing I'm interested in, so you speak better English than any language I could ever attempt. But as I understand it, your parents don't speak English.
No, they only can speak Korean, but they know some of basic words because we are learning English in school.
Right.
But but they can say... Hello, thank you, you know, but...
So, and then, I'm just thinking of Ben, actually, on this one, really. So as I understand, I spoke to Ben, and apparently he can say, hello, goodbye, I love you, and can ask for food. But that's it so far.
It's the main things in life, yeah.
So this could be an interesting one in terms of Ben communicating with in-laws, but there's a challenge for you there, Ben, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun when I asked his dad for permission before I posted that. Yeah.
How did you do that? Actually, I didn't ask. What happened?
I got a translator. We had a mutual friend of ours who speaks Korean. He's from Korea. He has good English.
Yeah.
I asked her to translate on a video call, and it was quite interesting because what happened is the classic sort of video call thing. I connected to his father. I'll link on the Zoom link. Connected first before the translator was able to join the call. So it was just me and him sort of looking at each other. And then like as a sort of warm, slightly joking gesture, her father offered me a cigarette through the screen. I was like, here, have one of these. And I was like, yes, okay, yeah. And then, yes. And then when I finally asked him the question, you know, can I marry your daughter? He wore these big aviator sunglasses. And he very slowly, methodically took them off and folded them and put them in his shirt pocket here. And then he lit the cigarette and paused for what felt like a very, 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 very long time. And then he sort of clapped his hand and went, of course you can. So, you know, that was an interesting moment for me, you could say.
So the two of you now, so just going ahead in terms of where you are, so you've been doing mission trips, you've been doing some of your farming and pastoring.
Yes.
And as I understand it, your time, you both feel that Switzerland, that your time in Switzerland will be coming to an end, and that'll probably be about Easter. And so you've got like some major thoughts about where to go next in terms of prayer and that sort of thing. And I've written down, there were six things we thought, or that you said possibly are like in your thoughts, which is pastoring, agriculture,
mm-hmm.
the Muslim community, the Mediterranean, Bible study, and music.
Yeah.
So those are like six totally things that you're... And basically, what it is, you're asking God where you should go. That's what you're saying, the two of you,
that's from exactly Easter. That's exactly it. That's,
yeah.
So no small thing. I mean, so basically you have nothing. So Switzerland will come to an end probably, and then it's just prayer from us, particularly for you, in terms of not only your married life, but where you go after that.
Yes.
Is that?
That's right, yeah.
Right, we'll pray for you in a sec. Ben, you wanted to say something as well about thanks and...
Yeah, so I'd like to sort of... how can I say? I have a lot of gratitude in me because there's some people here that have been so generous to me over the past 2.5 years, and it's not a small thing, and I really want to say thank you because it means a lot. It really does. Great. I wouldn't be able to do anything without you. So Excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ben. As I said, I do find whenever I get your letter, I think, what on earth is Ben going to do next? Yes. I'd be quite honest. It's always quite interesting. It's brilliant, really. So, like, yes. Someone who's following God's call, and one can look and encourage you, and now it'll be the two of you, so that's great.
Yes.
Right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for Ben and Mihi, and we do pray for their wedding and their married life together, that as they focus on you, that you will draw them along, not only the path you want them to take. And there are many avenues open to them. And we pray that they will listen to you and discern the right avenue to go. And we pray also that you would keep us faithful to that over this next 6 months or the rest of their lives, that you would help us to hold them in our prayers for you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.